Okay, we've just finished seeing a preview of The Children's Hour with Keira Knightley, Elizabeth Moss, Ellen Burstyn, Carol Kane, and Tobias Menzies at the Comedy Theatre. And tell me, Adrian, what did you think? Can you recall from your high school days whether you had lesbian teachers?
Look, I had lesbian tendencies myself, but I grew out of them.
No, not tendencies, teachers.
Both, yes. I believe that we had lesbian teachers, and I had lesbian tendencies, but grew out of them. Yeah. Look, I think it was... having it in the comedy theatre, of course, was rather ironic.
And rather confusing, actually.
Indeed. Not a lot of laughs.
But this is one of those sort of blockbuster plays that people are just going to go to see anyway because of their star power. For me, you know, Keira Knightley and Elizabeth Moss were great. I must say there was a bit of scene chewing from Ellen Burstyn. I thought she was going to choke on the set in the last scene. What did you find?
Look, I think that it was... Look, I'm vaguely disturbed by the play. I think that it's very much... of another time.
And of a period, yes, that is long past.
So. For that reason, I'm just not sure that really it has anything to say. So I must confess, I was looking at it more as an historical oddity rather than something that's contemporary or has messages for today.
Okay, and you weren't thinking Carol Kane's wig was a historical oddity either?
Look, I think the wig, What more can I say?
But look, it's major star power. You know, you can't get down Oxenden Street now for all the people queuing out the stage door. So I suspect it's going to be one of those plays that is just going to grab people.
But for me, Elizabeth Moss will always be Zoe Bartlett.
Yes, and not some lesbian that shoots herself. Oops, spoiler.